What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, and you're checking in to Pat's Chat. All right, Hanover, hi. Are we ready? You guys have been practicing. We are prepared. Help me welcome Mr. Dietrich Wise Jr., everybody. Yes, Hanover, just like we practiced it. Listen, I'm going to do a different. You need to give them a shout-out. They won the Super Bowl last year. Played at Gillette.
Woo! Hey, congratulations.
This is so exciting. So, as always, I did some stalking. Uh-huh. Born in Virginia.
No.
No?
No.
That's what your Instagram said.
It says, I used to live in Virginia.
All right, break it down for me. You were VA, then Texas, mm-hmm. and then Arkansas. Is this right?
Yeah, I was actually born in Florida,
okay.
St. Petersburg. Moved a lot of places, but I lived in Virginia for about 9 years, and then Texas from 07 to present, and then went to school in Arkansas.
Okay, so home would be Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Why Arkansas? How did that come about?
Well, out of the schools that offered me, Arkansas was the best fit. It was the SEC. It was a great academic school, and it was close to home.
And you had a very close connection with Coach Segrist there? Is that his name
yes,
at Arkansas?
Yes, he wasn't
there.
He was a big influencer for you? He was a big influence, but he wasn't there when I was getting recruited.
He came in. Game changer, huh?
Yeah.
Now, talk to them about Arkansas a little bit. I mean, I don't know much about it. How was it?
Well, it's the greatest SEC school in the nation, by the way.
There you go. Take that to the bank.
It's in Fayetteville, Arkansas, a little quaint town, kind of like Foxborough in a sense, real college town, but has the biggest fan base by far.
Is there any sort of chant? What's a big chant there for
the big chant there is Woo Pig Suey. So when we score touchdowns, get sacks, get first downs, whatever, everybody goes Woo Pig Suey.
I feel like that also so, happened at parties as well. I can see that happening.
Yeah, it can happen at parties. Yeah.
Can you do it for us one more time?
Yeah, I can do it for you guys.
Okay.
It's a long chant, so I'll cut it in half.
Okay.
It goes, Ooh, Pig Suey. Ooh, Pig Suey. Ooh, Pig Suey. Raise the backs. So that's how the whole thing goes.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean... I'm going to be in my mirror tonight doing that. That's going to be fantastic. Now, I know you said your coach was a big influencer, but also your dad, because you are a junior. Mm-hmm. He is a senior.
Yes, he is.
What does your dad mean to you?
He means everything to me. He's been helping me out since the time I was born. You know, he taught me life, football, and tried to, like, intertwine the two. You know, he always was teaching me about, like, you know, knowledge and wisdom and not only knowing something but understanding it. That's what wisdom is, you know, and also, anything like he just teach me, you know, it's always like everything, whether it was in the grocery store, driving, was a teaching moment. So that was real big in my life.
Wow. My dad does a lot of gambling. Now, did he put a football in your hands immediately? Because I know he played a lot of football.
Yeah, he did. He didn't really put it in my hands. It was a battle between my mom, because my mom wanted me to be a doctor. And my dad may be a ball player.
So. Well, there's money on both ends.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. End up kind of doing both in a sense. But I did three sports growing up. It
okay.
was wrestling, track, and football. So between those three, football was my niche.
They make those singlets in your size? So
I was a lot smaller when I did wrestling.
Okay. So. And wait, how would you be a doctor in a sense?
Well, actually, I'm in the medical field. I'm a therapist. I went to school to be a therapist.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to school to be an occupational and prosthetic therapy.
How old
therapist.
Are you?
I'm 23.
Babes. Babes. All right, are we ready for our first question?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Oh, he's ready.
Hi, Amanda.
I'm
wondering, have you read Tom Brady's book, or do you plan on reading it?
I plan on reading it. I haven't read it yet. I heard he came out with one, so one day, during the off season, when I have time, I'll read it.
Have you enjoyed some avocado ice cream?
I have not enjoyed avocado ice cream.
I want to try that. I mean, they say it's his favorite.
I haven't tried it yet. Neither.
Yeah,
is it good?
I'm going to need you to check in. I haven't tried it
you
either.
Tried it. Okay.
I enjoy avocado, but that's one of Tom's
yeah.
treats. Next question.
No comment on that one.
No? Make sure you say your name, babe.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve.
My question is, who or what inspired you to play football?
Well, my father inspired me to play football, but while I was growing up, I watched Julius Peppers, Jason Taylor, and the greats like that, Michael Strahan. I watched them throughout my childhood, and they inspired me to be great.
Next one, guys. Anybody else? All right, we'll go to the other side. Now, I know you said you're, you know, kind of a therapist and a doctor. Do you watch Grey's Anatomy? Are you weirded out by blood and those
no,
types
not
of things?
No, I'm not weird. Actually, I'm intrigued by all that kind of stuff.
What? Yeah. You should, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy with my eyes closed, and I know it's fake. Question? Okay.
Hi, I'm Kat, and I was just wondering what your number one pump-up song is.
Yes.
Number one pump-up song.
Now, via his Instagram, I did see he was at a Kendrick Lamar concert recently. I do my research. How was it?
Yeah, it was actually really good.
Yeah, he's great.
I enjoyed it. He's a great performer. Great performer. Number one, I like the Jay-Z song, Public Service Announcement. That's a good one. But anything Migos gets me going. Anything Migos gets me going.
Yeah, I mean, you can be like grocery shopping and put that on and be,
exactly.
Hi. Ladies in the front row, we have a question.
Hi, I'm Marissa. What's like your favorite team celebration? Like after you guys do something good.
Favorite team, like after a play or
yeah,
like.
Sally.
My favorite team celebration is pretty much anything I think of. You know, in college I used to do a little celebrations after my sacks or whatever it was.
You think you're gonna get away without showing us? Let's see. He's like, actually, yeah, I do think so. It's my off day. Let's see it.
It depends on what it is. I'll do dance moves and whatever, but I don't know. I have one with my teammate,
all right.
Alan Branch.
Okay.
Since I have to get up. the one me and Alan Branch have is after we make a play, you know, we dudes are here.
Oh, okay.
And then we like,
okay. We're all going to be watching for that. All right.
I have a few of them, but yeah, not today.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, and I was wondering what your biggest accomplishment inside and outside of football is.
My biggest
that is deep. That's a transition question right there. I like that.
My biggest accomplishment outside of football was actually getting my degree and start my master's. Planning on finishing that during the offseason. So far in football, my biggest accomplishment was making it this far and looking for more so far. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donovan, and I was just wondering how you felt after getting your first career sack.
Oh, I was excited. Man, I tried to contain it, but I didn't. I just started dancing, clapping. I was like, yes! So I gave everybody high fives on the field.
I was like, you probably had some sort of dance plan, and you were just like, oh, yeah, so excited.
Yeah, I had some plan, but when it happened, left me. I was like,
ah. You were just shocked. Girls? Okay.
I'm Caitlin. I was just wondering who's the funniest on your team, like in the locker room and stuff.
I like this question because people always answer differently.
Who's the funniest? It's a toss-up. We all have a lot of guys who are hilarious on the team, myself included. but I say the funniest person who always makes me laugh, that would probably be Brandon King, one of the guys on the team. Brandon King, he's very funny. Or Dante Hightower, he actually makes me laugh. Don't tell, I told you that.
This one's coming in hot via Facebook. They want to know who player coach has been the most influential since you've been here.
Well, I'll go player.
Okay.
And I can't really name one because it's been a collective group. But I'll just say the D-line pretty much from Alan Branch, Trey Flowers, Dante Hightower, Lawrence Guy, Malcolm Brown. They all been a real big influence on like how I play the game. Not so much on the field, but in like the studies part, the film room, you know, and breaking down film and just like the student part of the game and the player part of the game too. So,
now being a rookie, what's it like having that first big combo with Bill Belichick? Because I know I'd be sweating profusely. I'd be like, hi.
It's not a bad conversation. He's a very nice guy, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But just talking to him, I listen to what he's saying. And learn from it, you know.
Awesome. Ladies, we ready? This row? All right, let's do it.
Hi, my name is Maeve. Do you have any nicknames?
Do I have any nicknames? I don't know. In college, they called me Stretch. Here, I don't have any nicknames right now. Not really. No.
Do your players here know that they called you Stretch? Because then maybe they would call me that.
I don't think anybody knows they called me that. Besides Trey, you know, he was there when they did. But
oh, yeah, you guys played together, right?
Yes, we did.
So he played with one of his Patriots teammates, Trey Flowers. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. Are you guys still best buds?
Yeah, we're still best buddies.
Bromance alert. I love it. We know everything about each other. Now, I always ask every player this question because this is how I judge your character. What TV shows can you not miss? Do you have any, like, do not miss series that you're obsessed with?
Well, when I was watching it faithfully, it was Once Upon a Time. I watched that.
Is that a Disney show?
It's not a Disney show.
It's
not a Disney show. It's a fairy tale type.
Fairy tale type
thing,
for the girl. Ladies, did you? Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
See, she knows what it
she
is.
She knows what it
That's
is.
My girl.
Okay,
once appreciate it.
You just saved him, girl.
It's a real good show. Okay.
That was it.
Once upon a time.
You're not a big show guy.
Modern Family.
Oh, good one.
Blackish, and those are probably the three I watch like all the time.
Religiously. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty
so
much
you
those.
Did not watch The Walking Dead premiere Sunday night?
Actually, no. I haven't even watched Walking Dead or Game of Thrones.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, guys. Whoa. I'm sorry. I was like, what? Are you serious?
Has to be a big topic of combo in the locker room.
It is. It is, and I'm always left out.
Yeah,
so
you are.
Probably this offseason I might,
you were like,
you know,
guys, let me tell you about Belle from Little Mermaid. I have all the info. For all you guys checking in via Facebook, make sure you ask questions. Hanover has a lot, but if you have any, type them in.
Hi, I'm Jake. I was wondering what you do on your off days.
Well, today's my off day, so I'm talking to you guys. I work out, I do a little recovery, keep my body right, watch a little film, and then I just relax, get away from the whole football thing, and just ease my mind until Wednesday comes, and then back at work.
Are you a gamer?
Periodically, but not really. I'm more of a movie guy. I just like watching movies and relaxing.
All right, favorite movie? And the last one you've seen, boom.
She's just going, boom. A lot of questions. I should just stop talking. last one I've seen was It. I watched it the other night.
I saw it, too.
Yeah, well,
I
watched It.
I'm regretting that decision.
It was straight. It was a pretty good movie.
You like it? Were you scared at all?
No, I wasn't scared, but I was intrigued. It was a good, had a nice little storyline.
It did.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah, it was different than the book in a sense, but you have to, you know, keep watching, I guess. But my favorite movies, like my movie series, is Planet of the Apes. I like that whole,
wow,
the whole thing. I like that whole.
I was hoping you said Hunger Games, but Planet of the Apes is cool too.
That's a good movie too. That's a good movie too. It's
Planet
not
of the Apes, right?
It's
there we go. This one's coming in via Facebook. What do you eat for a pregame meal?
Oh, before the game, I like spaghetti, whatever pasta they have, but it's mostly spaghetti, meatballs, chicken, green beans.
Little carbo load. Mm-hmm. Gotta carbo it up. I like that.
Does the media affect your life at all, like outside of football? Like, do you get stopped ever, like when you're trying to do stuff?
Well, the media doesn't really affect my life, I guess, in a bad way. I kind of use the media as a positive platform, you know, to express who I am, in a sense. When I go out in public, people do stop and say hello, you know, recognize me or see that I'm a very large guy and wonder what I do. So, in that sense, yes, in a sense, but yeah.
What's your favorite social media? I looked at your Instagram a little bit. You don't post very frequently. Are you a Snapchatter?
Maybe. I like Instagram.
Teacher just Instagram. Doing the dog filter late
The dog
night.
Filter, the flower face, whatever you want to know.
The good old flower chronic.
No, but I like Snapchat and Instagram.
Snapchat's a good one.
Hi, I'm Aiden. I was just wondering, what are Saturdays for?
The boys.
Everyone's like, yeah.
That's so sad.
All the girls are like, whatever. The other day, too. By the way, That gets asked every time I do an interview.
For real?
Every time.
My name is Brenna, and I was wondering, when you go to away games, like, who's your travel buddy, like your best friend on the team?
I'll be Adam Butler. Adam Butler and I kind of came in together. So me and him, we usually be roommates. If not, it's Harvey Longy. We're roommates, but between those two, that's who I always hang out with. Yeah.
Facebook is asking, I don't know what gave them this impression, but they want to know if you're a big trash talker.
I'm not a big trash talker.
Guys, he watches Once Upon a Time. Like, I don't know.
Don't let the off-field stuff fool okay. you now. All right? I do say some very expressive words
okay.
out there. You
okay.
know, like, I get in their face a little bit.
Okay.
Nah, I mean, every now and then, I say a little something. Yeah. But not big. I'm not like a...
Okay. Now, are we saying that maybe there's, like, curse words involved?
No.
Oh, okay,
no.
So give me, like, an example that you wouldn't...
like that. I'll just let them know who I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Like, it's going to be a long day type stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Stuff
I like that.
Like that.
Hi, I'm Connor. I was just wondering if you had any pregame superstitions.
I try to stay away from this, but I do it all the time. Yeah, I like to listen to certain songs before I go out, get my mind right, and I always warm up on the field before games. I go out there and kind of do my own, not my own thing, but warm up, do a little drills, get my hands active on the goalpost before I play.
I love it. Well, I want to give a huge shout out to Hanover High because you helped me today. We learned a lot. Give a big round of applause one more time for our man, Zadisha Twyde Jr., everybody.